Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Welcome.
Hey, right, this is the place where you want to be because, hey, the turn up is real. Also, later in the show, we have Gary's Bikini Body Watch. And what celebrity just met her long-lost sister after 30 years? We'll tell you. But Headcrack, what's up first?
Well, y'all, the Oprah Winfrey World Domination Tour continues.
Yes.
Now, she got everybody to read books with the book club. She got everybody to learn how to meditate. Mm-hmm. She got people losing weight and laying off the bread. Now, Auntie O has a brand new business venture that's gonna make us all better people.
What is it?
Well, guess what? Just take wild guesses.
Instead of giving away cars, she's coming out with her own car.
Okay. What you thinking?
She might buy out the McDonald's, call it McDonald's.
Yo, you're the closest, man. She's actually going and slapping an apron on, and she's buying into this whole franchise called True Foods Kitchen.
Oh, wow. Love True
which
Foods.
Which is good. It's like
love
a healthy
it.
Restaurant
so
chain.
Good.
Rat was actually the first person to put me onto it.
Really?
Like,
good.
Everything is like, you know, pretty much farm to table. It's all healthy stuff. Like, you walk out of there feeling better about yourself.
And the other thing is, not only is it healthy eating, they also have a full bar. And it's healthy drinks. Yes, it is.
Well, the healthy drinks that get you drunk.
They got real vodka, you know, cognac, everything. They have all of
healthy
it.
Then?
Because I mean, might be mixed with like a cucumber juice or something.
Yeah,
or ginger
kale cocktail.
To
carrot.
They are tricking y'all black people.
No.
And I don't know what the world coming to.
If you look at the building, you just know you're about to go in and eat some grass.
What finally got you in there?
My sister Lauren, who's a health freak, which also likes a lot of meats and stuff. She took me in there. I finally ate it, had a cocktail. I was like, this is bomb. But the outside of it is just so, like,
it was not appealing to me at all. It's not Chuck E. Cheese. I mean, you know.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it just doesn't. It looks like some made of wheat.
Yeah, it doesn't look appealing.
Wheat.
Right. Would you rather like picnic tables and like a dude on a horse walking
well,
by?
Yeah, well, yeah, but that looks like something I want to eat. Yeah, I'm not eating barley.
So Oprah, she has stock in Weight Watchers. Now this, she's pretty much taking over the world. She's gonna have cars. She already gave out all the cars.
You should change the name to Oprah.
Her network is on.
Absolutely. Show Liz. You letting y'all know right there. That was a clue.
Okay.
We all need to get together and go there since some of y'all already been there. Why don't we all go together and see what it's like?
Yeah, you, as long as you pay, we can go.
We'll never go. Well, guys, it looks like Prince Harry has finally told his brand new bride, Meghan Markle, no. And he means it, and he's not changing his mind about it. He has decided he's not having any more than 5 kids.
That's a lot.
Right. Yeah. Well, recently while traveling overseas, a well-wisher told Prince Harry that her hubby gave her 5 kids. And she asked him, so would he have 5 kids with Meghan? And Harry laughed and said, no, 5 kids is too many. So how many kids y'all think they're really gonna have?
3 is the magic number.
3 is the number that a lot of people stop at because they feel like 4 is like too many, and then 5 is like, all right, there's a basketball team.
2 would be the magic number if you get a boy and a girl.
3 is good. You get like 2 good ones and a replacement.
Right.
One of them is gonna be gone.
With Prince Harry, they're still very young, you know, and they're royals. They're super rich. They got nannies. Why even put a number on it? I mean, just have as many as you can have.
Yeah, it's a lot to manage because it's a lot of different personalities up under one roof. And I've done it because I have several.
Yeah.
And it's a lot.
And you got to love all those people.
Yeah.
It takes a lot.
Even when you don't want to love them. You
got to.
Yeah.
So you don't blame him?
Yeah, I mean, because sometimes, you know, you're the bad guy in the house and nobody in the house is talking to you, you know, it gets kind of complicated.
And then when you have a high-end family like that, like, kidnappings are real.
Who's better to have protection than the royal family? I mean, come on. That's a whole nother type of security. Yeah. They got what? The military, whoever they got.
Them guards with the high top fades.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't really kidnap black children a whole lot because you got to feed us.
Oh, yeah.
Show them.
Black children, look, Keisha beat and drove herself home.
Yeah.
Right. Right. My mama always told me, don't worry about it, girl. Somebody take you, they're going to give you right back.
Oh, yeah.
Well, y'all, former Dancing with the Stars pro Cheryl Burke recently added to her family tree after 30 years.
What?
After her dad's recent passing, Cheryl found out that she had a sister that she's never met.
That's kind of cool.
Cheryl revealed the news on her Instagram and she posted, I found my sister who I had never known. We recently met for the first time and it was such a surreal experience to walk into a room to meet and to walk out feeling like we had known each other forever.
Now, you know that's some caca.
Maybe she always longed for a sister.
That's what it must have damn been.
Honey.
But the girl walks in, the girl is around her age. They kind of look alike.
Right.
Why wouldn't you accept her? Unless she coming in asking for money, I'm going to want to get to know my sibling.
Not if your mother was cheated on by the father or if it was a secret child or something.
That's a whole separate adult. No, it does not.
Yes, it does.
That child did not ask to come into the world by way of an affair or a secret child or an outside child.
Well, that child needs to talk to his damn mama, honey, who cheated with a damn married man that didn't leave his family. For him.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
So, no.
I think
that's so
cold-blooded. No, it's not cold-blooded. My granddaddy messed around on my grandmother, and I found out I had another uncle or auntie somewhere, and it's hard for me to accept it.
You should be mad at your granddad.
Yeah.
All right, so a recent article on Brides.com says that times are changing, and more women are considering proposing to their boyfriends.
Mm.
And the article said that in a survey of 500 men, 70% would be excited to have a woman propose to them. So, ladies, are y'all ready to get down on one knee or...
Hell no, ain't nobody getting down on no one knee.
Why? I mean, if you want to be with somebody, I mean, why...
Men did they ask who was talking about?
You.
I would be excited if she proposed.
Men, exactly.
Okay, because I'm like, ain't no man sitting up. No man, first of all, would really even want his woman to do that.
I'd be like, babe, get up. I got it.
Exactly.
I got this.
Don't do this.
Yeah. Right, don't do this right.
What the world is coming to, though? But they have something that would like that, though.
So, Gary, you want a little chick Kaepernick for you?
No. That's tacky, and that's just ridiculous.
Yeah,
and
for a woman to be getting down on a knee.
That's too much.
To propose.
Right.
I had to explain it to him, right? To propose.
If somebody can do that on one knee, they're talented.
It's been done. Oh.
She's talented.
And then I was like, popping my collar.
No, you didn't, you tramp.
It's been done. You skeezer. The ratchet trick.
Yes,
the ratchet trick.
I just got it.
All right, y'all, moving on. Queen B once threatened to steal Jay-Z's beat. Hip-hop producer No ID gave an interview in honor of Jay-Z's 444 one-year anniversary, and he said Jay was having a hard time locking down one of the album's tracks, and Beyonce was like, man, just get me the beat. You messing around.
Ooh.
Steel sharp and steel, though.
Yep. Okay. Now, if she really, really wanted it, he would have gave it to her, too.
I'm sure he would.
It belongs in the house.
She'd have to ask, well, he was just messing around, not sure which ones he wanted to do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So she was like, just give it to me.
That sounds like grounds for divorce.
No, it's not that serious. Not trouble in paradise.
Okay. He also said he could see the smoke coming from Jay-Z's nostrils, and the next morning he came in and he had the raps ready.
Oh, she know how to pressure her man.
That's right.
That's what it is.
Smart woman.
She know exactly what to say. She probably didn't even want the beat.
At all.
Was just like, oh, just give it to me then.
Sometimes people need a challenge because, like, when you listen to the beat, sometimes you may not know what pocket to be in or the beat.
Right. Yeah.
So you kind of got to live with it for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody else with a fresh set of ears be like, man, I'll tell you. Do that beat.
Man, I bet Beyonce would have got that beat and made a number one record because anything she touched turned to gold.
I was just about to say, you know, Beyonce can go from rap, country music, R&B, rock, she can do whatever.
Right.
Everybody got to be scared of her.
I'm just as confused.
Why?
What's wrong with you?
So a beat is like a tune, a sound, right?
And she is
why
so
she... rap game go, Gary?
No, I'm glad to listen to this.
It's like we're describing snow to a Jamaican. Up next, Kylie Jenner is laughing all the way to the bank, and you'll find out why after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Yes,
well, it's all about the Benjamins, baby. Kylie Jenner is making it rain as America's richest self-made women, Gary.
Oh,
according
really?
To Forbes magazine, her cosmetic line has sold more than $630 million worth of makeup. The 21-year-old mogul is predicted to become the youngest billionaire in the world, a title once held by Bill Gates and Mark Zuckerberg.
I can't get a chick with a job.
No, that is motivation. I got to get on that list.
My thing is, though, but she owes all of that to Kim, because had not been for
some
Kim,
of it
honey,
true.
It wouldn't have not, no, Ricky, had not been for Kim, honey, that sex tape, there would be no Kylie, Kolo, and all of them.
I'm not sure about that.
It came from Kim. Nobody knew who they were until Kim did that sex tape.
So you think Kim a little mad because she the one?
Yeah, she probably mad at him because hell, not her sister being a big name, and she's not. She's becoming a nobody.
I mean,
now.
Kim was phone ain't about to get cut off or nothing.
Right? It's not like she needs anything. They all have their own money because this money is all hers.
That's
so
true.
Who's buying the makeup?
She changed.
Thank
Everybody
you.
Is black. Women of all
have
races.
Y'all tried it?
No. But women of all races have definitely tried. Have tried her makeup.
I feel like Kylie Jenner bought $630 million worth of makeup.
Y'all have to understand, it's the age of the millennials and social media, honey.
That's right.
This woman has, like, what, 100 million or so followers in social media? So every time she posts something, she probably sells most of it off of social media.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
She's shutting that family down.
Well, there's a game show Kylie Jenner would never need. It's called Paid Off, and it's got everybody in the streets talking about it because, honey, it will pay off your student loans. Now, the rules to the game are simple. You have to be in college and go head-to-head on a series of trivial questions. Now, if you get most of the questions or most of the answers correct, the show will cover up to 100% of what you owe.
But what kind of questions are they?
Exactly.
I don't know, but Barack Obama and the First Lady Michelle Obama, they still owe student loans. Like, they had just got finished paying their student loans before he became president of the United States.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a daggone shame.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if that's the case, I mean, maybe, well, I'm going to say for myself, I would be better coming to you, Ricky, for the money. I mean, you pay off people's colleges. So
Gary, you went to Everett. That was free.
If it's Everett, that's all right. A mind is still a terrible thing to waste.
That's right. What type of questions are they asking? It's got to be hard as hell.
Trigonometry questions.
For real.
Like Jeopardy questions.
Right. Yeah. Right.
What year was Benjamin Franklin president?
I say they need to ask them, like, pop culture questions. Like, why does Solange really care? Kick Jay-Z in the elevator and like things like that, like who really bit Beyonce's face, like have them answer some questions that we all are up at night trying
to
figure out.
But we all as black people trying to figure it out.
Well, that's
white people don't give a damn about who bit
Beyonce.
They do. No, they don't.
They do care.
They want to know what Charlize Theron is doing.
Fear gang hashtag winning.
Yeah, it's
true.
Nothing screams sex appeal more these days than men with long, sexy beards.
Ooh.
So, fellas, have no fear. If you're broke, lonely, or missing teeth, it's a pretty good chance you'll score with the beard-obsessed female.
Are y'all really bypassing teeth for facial hair?
I'm going to need you to be able to have some teeth in there when you smile.
You're going to need teeth, honey. A tweet went viral from a woman who said, "I feel like a great beard on a man is like a great ass on a woman."
Ooh.
They could literally be a 5 out of 10 in the face, but with those particular assets, they gain at least 2 extra points.
That is so true. If you've ever seen a picture of somebody who has a beard without their beard, they definitely go up a couple notches. Like, it's like a whole nother person.
So you're saying with a beard is not good or without a beard?
With a beard is good, but if you see that same person without a beard,
makes them look creepy.
It just look like...
And especially when it's manicured.
Do it feel good on y'all neck at night? Do it feel good on
y'all? It feel good there and then some other things.
Oh,
it's just nice. Beer game 1,000.
Up next, Gary Bears all in the Bikini Body Wash Report. We got that on deck when we get back.
Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Woo!
Hey, honey, we're gonna take a look at some of my favorite celebrities and sexiest women.
Oh, let's get into it.
Yes. Look at Brittany here with her son. She's wearing a beautiful aqua blue animal print two-piece bikini paired with a pair of sunglasses and a beautiful beach hat.
That's her body from back in the day.
Yes,
okay.
She always gets.
Mm-hmm. You sure she didn't say this photo from like an old trip, like years ago?
Yeah, I think she might have photoshopped her son into an old picture. Yeah. But she looking like a baby in this picture.
Okay. She definitely looking.
And she looking good?
Yeah, looking like a snack.
All right. Moving on, honey. Now, you know Portia and Brett, I had to have some eye candy for y'all.
Honey. Okay, what yes, you
now,
got? What you got?
You. Huh? I'm a Christian. But anyway, honey, next we have, honey, Mr. Jason Momoa.
Yes.
Now, he's looking sexy, y'all, honey, from the Game of Thrones, and he's dripping wet wearing a simple striped short.
Just look like a barbarian, like he'll come save your life. Like Conan.
Something has to be wrong.
Yeah.
Right. But they could have put him some sexy.
He will literally steal your girl.
He don't need no. What you think he need on a speedo?
Less is more.
Yes.
I mean, not less is more, but I'm just saying.
This is Gary. Less is more.
No.
Yeah, I agree.
You don't have to show everything. That's what I meant. Don't take that and twist that, Gary.
Yeah, well, no, you said it. So
let's hear more.
I agree.
Yeah, whatever.
And of course, honey, I must show off the sexy beach bodies from Dish Nation, y'all.
Uh-oh.
So come on, Miss Portia Williams, baby, honey. Tell us, honey, what you're wearing.
Oh, wow.
Yes, ma'am.
You better give me the business.
Yes, honey.
Well, honey, if I must say, I am serving Be Fine Bikini, honey, and Go Naked Hair and Ass.
Bitch, you're giving a stallion, honey. Your legs like a stallion.
I had it stacked. That's what you call the height up.
That's a height.
She got to height it up.
Yeah, no shoes on, dog.
Do you have on a shoe?
No shoe. Just tippy toes, boo.
Just tippy toes. You know how you got to give them.
You're using your feet as high heels.
Yeah. Last but not least, honey, I decided to share one of my favorite moments with my sister. We're both looking sexy. Check
what,
it out.
Honey?
I like them brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, or Haitian with good conversation.
Okay, Brad.
Yes,
honey.
Yes,
oh, that's
baby.
Not fair.
Yes,
a fake body.
That is funny.
You wish.
That is not you.
You wish, not in a million years.
Baby, that is Ocho Cinco in your head, okay?
Before nor after. It not happened.
I know.
All right, well, coming up, Dish Nation, get ready, because we're going to give you the tea on how Kelly Clarkson dropped 37 pounds right after the break.
Hey, what's up? Have you downloaded our Dish Nation podcast yet? Our podcast is all the hilarity of the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Head over to iTunes or Google Play to find, listen, and subscribe. And most importantly, give us 5 stars, because you love us.
Dish Nation.
Hey, y'all, welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
I know a lot of y'all out there trying to figure out how to lose weight. We have the solution.
Yes,
what is it? Yeah, tell me.
Stop your morning breakfast, skip it, and read a book.
What?
Wait, what?
So Kelly Clarkson, she shares her secrets on how she shed 37 pounds just by reading a book called The Plant Paradox. Now, she told reporters that it's a really good book that changed my life. Now, the book was written by a doctor by the name of Stephen Gundry, and he said, if you want to lose weight, you got to cut out lectins, and you got to eat lots of nuts, Gary.
Oh, really?
But it's so crazy. You never know what to believe. Trainers tell you first thing in the morning you need to get your fiber, so eat some oatmeal. Now it's like, don't eat oatmeal. And they always used to say that breakfast was the first and the best meal of the day.
The most important.
That's the saying during
the morning.
Yeah.
Now you're supposed to skip it.
She did something else. She did not just cut her breakfast to lose weight. Look at her. She lost the whole person.
She went on my 600-pound life and Dr. Navorsky.
Just tell me the truth, Kelly. I need help.
Everybody said, we didn't get nothing done. So your butt started dripping.
I believe in
liquid.
Richard Simmons. That's the only person.
Exactly. He was the original.
Absolutely. He was.
Because he couldn't seem to lose no weight either.
Richard Simmons was on General Hospital.
He always had that little money belly.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.